Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Janique Helbig, Mala Kambler, Jennifer Hamilton, Spiderweb, Dalton Floyd, Alyssa Morrow, August Johannes Rian, Meredith, Liam Haigis, Rachel, Niela Hihi, Emma, Anna Dabrowska, River Jew, Laura Edwards, ML Traxler, Dave Jiley, Ratatojk, Erin Daly, Indecisive Geek. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today for a special, we have
Ben Meredith,
Lydia Nicholas,
no one else.
I'm doing star jumps because there's room.
We've got to go back, Sasha. Wait. Back to the past.
No!
So yes, you have managed to successfully split the party. I say you, it was me. It's all me.
It was you.
Yeah.
But I've managed to split the party beyond the realms of both time and space this time.
Not space.
No,
we're in the same space.
Exactly, we're in the same space.
Just
no,
through time.
Because you've already moved somewhere since
okay,
last episode.
Okay, but relatively we were still able to go to that
look,
space.
Okay, quite you've moved in time
space.
A
yeah.
lot,
really.
And you've moved in space not a lot, but they are now not
yeah,
the
can
same.
Can you explain the cosmology? Do we still have an Earth that orbits the Sun? How
yeah.
do the planes interact with this? What's going on with that?
Give
right,
me a knowledge
actually,
cosmology. Oh,
the,
you can't.
I've got knowledge planes.
Never,
I don't have knowledge planes.
No, you don't.
Has the Earth continued? Has it kept moving
And so we're just hanging in space.
Yeah.
Like
I said, you've moved in time and space. It's just very lucky.
Yes.
So.
Right, cool, fair enough.
I don't actually have to carry that much baggage. Basically, we have two party members who have found themselves in the ancient past with not much knowledge of that time. And last time I checked, you managed to escape.
Party.
Let's call it a party. You escaped party into the city because everyone was freaking out at Grizzop. I realised we didn't say who we were playing, obviously.
It's Grizzop, freaking Amsterdam.
Sasha Racket.
Again, if people have picked this one to be a first one, you...
Why?
Interesting choice.
Stop it. Go away.
You're very brave and I respect you.
I don't... You're a fool.
The last thing that you checked is you went to what you think is a temple of...
Artemis,
yes?
It's my god.
Why would you say think is?
That's fine.
I passed my knowledge religion check.
The last thing that happened was there was some kind of distant explosion.
Yes.
There was.
Oh, and you're with some random geezer what only speak Latin.
But we managed to mime
yep.
something.
Yes.
So he was going to let us in?
Yes.
And there is one last thing I want to cover before we move on.
Oh, yeah.
You've both leveled?
Yep.
Yes.
Very, very quickly, what'd you get?
Not much. My existing class features got slightly better, and...
You now speak?
I speak Latin.
Because that's how Pathfinder works.
I got a bunch of skills.
I also speak Latin.
It's handy, isn't it?
And through the magic of, a lot of maths, I now have 4 attacks.
Yes, you took improved 2-weapon fighting.
So, yeah, as I level up, I automatically get... a second attack, but I already had 2 attacks from two-handed attack, and so I took improved 2-weapon thing, but I also had the bonus thing. So essentially after about half an hour, it turned out that I had 4 attacks.
Yeah, so what that now means is that I have a special table set aside just for calculating
just for
how Sasha hits a person.
Yeah.
Cool. So now we can pick up where we left off. Yeah. I will tell you both now, though, that you are not instantaneously fluent in Latin.
No.
Your skill rank is to reflect the fact that you take to the language surprisingly well and surprisingly quickly, but you are not fluent.
Oh,
cool.
Boom.
How does the man react?
So the man immediately sort of looks over, sees what the explosion is, looks to you guys, says a bunch of stuff in panic Latin, which...
We understand
that. Send about a fish!
Basically seems to be something along the lines of, do you know what this is? Or something, it's fairly obvious. It's all in the hands. It's all in the hands.
Doing a big shrug.
He then just gestures at you to stay here, pointing at the ground, and then runs off towards it.
What do you reckon?
Let's go, I guess. We might as well help people.
All right. Well, wow.
Where did the explosion come
from?
but they're Romans.
But why does that stop us helping them?
Because they're Romans. Evil culture.
No, I don't see it. No. What? Well, so this Temple of Artemis is evil, is it?
Well, part of an evil structure. Also, maybe the people here helped any resistance and died trying. But broadly, the whole bit of Rome where it got...
There's another explosion from a different location in the city.
Grizzle, I'm going to help people and you can do what you want. Sasha runs towards the explosion.
Which one? The first one or the second one? They are
the
in opposing directions.
Second one.
Second one. Okay, cool. So, give me a knowledge local. I know you have one for the layout, but...
Because I've been running around.
Well, you've been running around it in the distant future as well.
I got a natural one.
Good.
I will be following Sasha.
Good, Sasha. Good. So,
I run off really confidently.
So, you start running off in what is the direction of the second explosion.
Uh-huh.
And you guess that it's probably further out from the city from where you are. As in, it's probably a very large explosion very far away, rather than being a small one very close.
Uh-oh.
So, as you're running through the city, it becomes apparent that lots of people are trying to figure out what's going on. The streets, where before you could still kind of get through, are getting quite full. And mostly what you are seeing is lots of civilians all going, do you know what's happening? I don't know what's happening, no. One thing that you will notice, you won't even need to roll for.
Good, because I did not roll good.
Yeah.
Both of you. Ooh. Is that it seems like, weirdly, in the world as you've known it, you're used to a certain amount of sort of guard presence being a thing, whereas what you are noticing is there seems to be a lot of what seem to be clerics, paladin, that kind of religious sort of people on the street rather than guards on the street. Obviously, you're in the temple district, so that's part of it, but even as you start running out of the temple district towards just the edge of the city somewhere, there's still more than you'd expect. Compared to what you're used to.
but eventually you find yourself in a trade district with lots of confused looking people, and there hasn't been enough new noise to make out where you should be going.
Right, well, I guess I'll go shopping then. What? Look, I intended to come here. What?
Where's the explosion? I thought we were helping people.
Well, we are, but I just can't, like, in order to do that, I have to find the explosion, won't I?
A large amount of horns start trumpeting from various parts in the city.
Massaging skull.
Are we lost?
No! Don't do lost. Just differently located.
At the sound of the horns, all of the civilian population start looking sort of quite aghast, panicked and so on. And then they all start sort of running back to their carts or their stalls and so on. You see, like, women picking up children and starting to run. For what it's worth, it doesn't seem to be raw panic. Everyone seems to be running in, like, certain directions and so on.
This doesn't seem good.
You're just so judgy, Grizzop. What? Could be fine. I don't know.
Sasha, we're in Rome pre the fall. This is not... It's not going to be fine.
Well, you know...
We should probably
after
hide.
The fall wasn't great. So,
yeah.
Don't see what's different.
Cult of Hades is still doing this horrible ritual that gets it destroyed. Should we hide?
You hear the sound of what sounds like jogging, marching, coming towards you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hide.
Both of you give me stealth checks. You're getting horrendous benefits because it's so crowded.
24.
I saw what you rolled. I mean,
more than
you're
24.
Hitting what, 30s?
35.
Yeah, there we go. So, yeah, you both hide. I'll let you pick how you want to hide, but for what it's worth, it's trivially easy because there's too much going on.
Hide in a barrel.
Go for it.
Hide in a doorway.
Both of you give me perception checks, please.
11.
Mm-hmm. Only 17.
Okay. Both of you notice, I'll go in order of things that are most obvious to least obvious. Just shake things up instead of my normal style of, you know, gradually finding my way to... And there's a giant creature about to eat you. Yeah. So a large contingent of archers are sort of jogging right through the middle of where you are. All of the sort of civilian population get out of the way and start cheering as they go past. To Grizzop's eye, they have a certain Artemisian vibe to them as they're running along. And everyone seems quite happy and taking a moment to clap and cheer as they run past.
With the Artemisian vibe, is it the colours and symbols of Artemis that they have?
Funnily enough.
Yeah, okay. So it's not a vibe.
You notice they are slightly different to what you recognise. Okay. Like, so the symbols are...
Reminiscent.
Similar, reminiscence a better word, but the colouring, yes, they're all also archers. Sasha, to your right, they have a sort of rangery vibe, by which I mean a sort of Aragorn-y, cloaky kind of...
They look like Grizzop, but taller.
Mostly they look grossly out of place in the middle of an urban setting, is what they look. But yeah, they seem to be charging in the direction of what you think might have been the second explosion.
Mm-hmm.
There are now definitely the sounds of... Those horns have spread out and are continuing periodically... And you now notice a few, we'll call them legionnaires, basically guards are starting to usher civilians out of this street to other places, but no one is paying you any attention whatsoever.
Are they wearing like the full Lorica and it's like they look like
yep.
a Roman legionnaire that
yep,
you'd yep. learned about in school?
I've brushed up on my legionnaire wear since we last spoke. They look like standard legionnaires. They don't look like big special Praetorian guard or anything like that. Just Bob the legionnaire, basically.
Oh, look, there seem to be plenty of Artemis people around. Do you want to follow them, see what they're doing? They're your lot, aren't they?
No, but they're part of the army. Yeah, right. Okay, they might be my lot, but they're still part of the army. And also...
I'm going to wave my hand at my face.
This ain't going to help.
Oh, yeah, fair.
We're reaching the point where the street is getting almost deserted. Again, no one is noticing you. There's far too much more important stuff going on. But the legionnaires are... actively getting people off the streets and out of buildings. They're not sort of saying go to your homes.
So they're evacuating the area.
They seem to be evacuating the area.
Like, let's just follow them. I've got no idea what's going on, Grizzop. Also, you know, just to point out, she has been unconscious, I think, 4 times in the last week.
Sounds
about
right.
So I am a bit confused about what's going on, but Sasha is worse.
Yeah, all right, let's shadow them, see where they're going. They'll probably take us to the explosion that we're differently located from.
Yeah, and, like, we're just flanking the explosion. Anyway, fine. Just go.
Okay, in which case then, are you just trying to move with the flow of civilians at this stage?
Yeah! Oh, look, my hideous child.
I thought we were going with the soldiers.
See, this is the thing. So, soldiers going
them.
In one direction, and unsurprisingly, civilians going in the other direction.
Follow the soldiers then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for not splitting up any further, I'd cry. Are you trying to be stealthy?
Yes.
Yeah!
Both of you give me another stealth check.
Ooh. Only 25.
Another 24.
Ah, you're fine. So the Artemisian lot there, running along, and then you're sort of, let's say, skitting between bits. You're not just charging behind them. Mm-hmm. What it becomes apparent is that the scale of the evacuation is a lot more urgent the further along the route that you're running is, and it becomes clear to you that they seem to be running straight to the edge of the city, like they're beelining towards the edges of the city at this stage.
They seem to be evacuating the city, but they seem to have good procedure for it. No one was that panicked. You think this happens a lot?
I don't know. We don't know. Where were the explosions?
As you're running, you see the Artemisian lot join up with another Artemisian lot and immediately start distributing themselves in squads and so on. Sasha, to your eye, I mean, this is all clerics and paladins at the moment. As the Artemisian lot are setting themselves up, a full squadron of, like, they seem to be Cult of Marzi. They certainly have the right colouring. They're spreading themselves out and so on.
Like, maybe there's a fight going on outside the city.
They might be fighting the meritocrats.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
Actually, yeah, there was a big battle, wasn't there?
I mean, but time is really long.
I don't know what date it is.
So we could be any time.
This could be the last days. It could be 50, 100 years before it all happens.
Just be a nice party. Why don't we ever get sent to a nice party? All the best parties have explosions, Grizzop.
Everyone give me a perception check.
12.
25.
Okay. Sasha, you're the one sort of having this discussion with Grizzop. He's facing you. Over his shoulder, you can see sort of...
Over his head, please.
Yeah, you know what, fair. Over his head, so... Stretching away from you, it slopes sort of slightly downwards and you can see a certain element of the remainder of the city spread out and then the city walls. Mm-hmm. There were no city walls when you were here in the future. Oh. There are now. They're big. Ooh. There's something bigger than the city walls, though, which appears to be some kind of massive, like, enormous flying creature. Oh. Looks to be maybe like an eagle or something on the far side of the walls.
Is this actually a big eagle or, like, a dragon that's really far away?
A big eagle is the description I'll give. You then see a second one also. We're nearing the horizon at this point in terms of them, but...
I think those might be meritocrats.
What?
That would be about Sasha's knowledge, that's the thing.
Give me a knowledge nature, Grizzop.
16.
They're not meritocrats.
Are they rock?
Yeah!
Oh, no, those are rocks.
No, rocks don't
without
fly.
A no, without a K. R-O-C, rock, big bird,
okay.
Big angry bird. Anyway, I've just thought, right?
Right.
All this is going on. Yeah. Looks like all of the military elements of the temples are out and about.
Yeah.
Let's go assassinate the head of the Cult of Hades. They're the bad ones. You want to help people? Let's get rid of the bad ones. Just kill them all.
Like, Sasha just, like, holds her head.
What?
Like, I don't know where they are.
Yeah, well, let's go find him. We're in the temple district. Just look for a big statue of Hades. I know what his hand looks
like.
So
we've run to the trade district.
So you've run towards the edge of the trade district, okay. Really, and you're looking down on what effectively is poorer dwellings towards the wall.
Presumably, he's not there. He's out on manoeuvres.
Well, we don't know until we find him. You
want to change time?
Well, for the better, yes. Well, what are we going to do? Just sit here? What, am I going to just sit down and die?
No, I was planning to try and find a way back. That's why I...
How are we going to get back?
All right.
Prague doesn't even exist. There's no... I don't know where the universities are.
We travel through time once. We just find someone that does teleport and time travel again.
As you're having this discussion, I've been applying slowly increasing penalties on that stealth check as you get into your conversation.
Yeah.
A cloaked figure towards the edges of here, they seem to be on their own, unlike in a squad, appear to have noticed you and gesture at you.
Do we explode?
They have a certain Cult of Hades-y vibe insofar as... black and cowled and so on, and then a couple of the Mars sort of soldier paladins, who knows, see that point and then start running over.
Let go!
All right! I will run away from them.
Where are you going to?
Into the temple district.
Okay, so give me a... I'll let you choose. Are you trying to outrun the people who are chasing you or just hide from them?
Hide.
Both give me another stealth check.
A 24. I like rolling 24s and stealth.
31.
Yeah, cool. So you manage to evade them, and very quickly, again, you can't make out the exact conversation, but the tone of it's clear enough, which is, who cares? They're incredibly unimportant compared to what's going on, and they just bail. They leave you. Right, you make it to the temple district, and it is empty. I mean, there is no one. There's not even, to your eyes, really weird, Grizzop. Temples tend to leave like one person at the door, you know.
But they've emptied out.
Nothing. You are in a ghost town right now.
So what is a rock? Like, does that give us any clues about what war we're in?
It's a big bird.
But, like, where's it from? Who's it fight for? Is it evil?
The forests anyone who trains it. No?
Okay.
It's just a... It's like a horse. Horses aren't evil because they're... It's just a beast of war.
Oh, all right.
You know that rocks often, at least historically, there's not much call for them in modern meritocratic life, but, you know...
Dragons.
They used to be used especially for, like, carrying cargo is good because they can fly and carry really heavy stuff. And occasionally, if you're getting very creative, they would, like, drop troops in places. But honestly, like, we're heading into the mists of time. This is like ask someone telling you to describe how trebuchets work. You can do it to a point, but, like...
I just need to, like, have a moment where we're not running. But there's always something.
All right, well, it's empty. How long do you need?
Grizzop, I can't do this. What? Okay, right, so we're running. You want to assassinate the head of a religious order and change time, I guess. Or maybe that's the thing that starts the war. Who even knows?
We don't, right?
So I was going to try and get us to Artemis because I thought that you wanted to get back and you might be able to talk to your god and there might be something they could do, but obviously you don't want that. You want to stay here and kill everyone.
Well,
so, but
no.
I suppose I could help you kill some people, but only the bad ones, really. Right, I mean, surviving seems quite top of the list, but that is hard because where are we? Does London even exist? They won't have the tunnels yet, will they? Oh, dear.
Okay, so this is a thing, right? Don't think about it. It's too big. We've been thrown through time. We saw a god. We beat a god, okay? Just don't... What's in front of us? What do we need to do? I was thinking about the most useful thing that we could do, and the cult of Hades is what has mucked this all up. So I thought, let's try and get rid of them while we have the chance, okay? If we want to get back, then sure, we need to find a wizard or something, and I don't know where to find those. I know where to find Hades. They might be in... that Temple of Hades, or at least they'll have plans, maybe ritual stuff. Maybe we can tell people, if you don't think the people in Rome are actually evil and it's just Hades, then let's spread the word, let's ruin their plans. But we can't just stop.
What?
We need to keep going.
Why? It's like we could just sit here, have a nice cup of tea.
Well, they don't have...
Let's go stab some people. I understand stabbing
people.
Yeah,
exactly. Do what you know, right?
Oh, no.
Just... Let's go break into a building, steal some stuff, and maybe kill the people in there if they deserve to be killed, okay?
Okay.
Is that right? I'm not just going to start murdering people willy-nilly.
Going to her happy place.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh. We might, as we're walking about, we might go in through the roof, right? If they've left a window open.
Yeah.
Or old buildings, they've got, like, holes for where the smoke comes out, so we could get through there.
They might have gargoyles.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well, yeah, you talk to them, I guess, because that's security. That might be a problem. Anyway.
They're always friendly.
Try and find the Temple of Hades.
Sure. So, can I get a knowledge local and a knowledge religion I'll allow on this one?
15 for me on religion.
31.
So, on knowledge local. Religion, as you're going, okay, right, where would I put it? Sasha basically goes, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
So it is a large, austere-looking building, which, unlike all the others, which I said were unusually close, this one stood off to like slightly departed side.
Yes,
it has a large. Just use a lot of sulphur in there.
It has a large fountain in front of it.
Smelly
which
temple.
Grizzop, you recognise is depicting
blood.
Some of the story of Persephone.
Yeah,
effectively the woman who was kidnapped, the seasons, etc., etc., etc. Having a quick glance again from Grizzop at the outside, yes, it's quite austere looking, but you also notice that the iconography is less skulls, wraiths, demon, hellfire, etc., and it's more kind of muted, and it seems to have a lot more to do with, again, the seasons. You notice like there is a thing that's literally like spring, summer, autumn, winter mural thing spread across the top. It seems a lot more abstracted than let's get a bunch of skeletons together.
They're not necromancers.
They don't seem to be necromancy central, effectively.
I mean, it seems quite pretty.
Yeah, sure.
It's somber, but in a kind of kind of calm way.
Are we sure they're evil back now? Or is evil something that happens because of the meritocrats later?
I don't know, but we know they caused the problem.
Do we?
So as far as I know, the meritocrats reacted to what they did.
What if they didn't, though?
Well, I don't know what you want.
I slightly want to have a sit down and a cup of tea.
As you say that,
four times in a week she's been unconscious. Four times in a week.
Oh, I'm seeing how far I can push this now. As you're saying that, the horns finally stop. And then both of you, I'm not going to get a perception roll, see what appears to be effectively like a beam of golden sunlight shooting upwards from the centre of the city.
Oh, they've got a sky laser. At least it's not blue.
Not downwards from the sky, like other way around.
Okay.
As you're
it's like
looking.
A Minecraft beacon.
Yes, yeah, there we go.
There we go.
As you're looking.
Shared reference point.
It starts to balloon outwards at the top. It's really pretty.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Kind of golden and shimmering
this is,
and
this
so
is
on.
Apollo, isn't it?
And it starts to expand outwards in what appears to be making an enormous dome. But again, it's coming from the centre.
I think we're in the middle of a giant magical war and I've got absolutely no idea what's going on, so let's go and stab some people.
Okay.
But only if it turns out they're definitely bad.
All right, we'll try and find some stuff that... I hope you can read Latin.
Weirdly enough.
Oh, you too.
Yeah. Something about the time dilation. Yeah. It did things to my linguisty brain.
It's fine. It's actually the telepathic field that Eldarion used to carry around, and she was bigger on the inside as well. That deals with a lot of this.
Oh yeah, wink, wink.
I've got a little fish in my ear.
Little elfy fish.
So what are you actually doing short term?
Going into the Hentlebur Hades.
Okay. The doors are open. They're not even like unlocked. I mean, they're literally open to the outside as it stands.
Is it not Pluto, though? Because we're in Rome.
Maybe.
Okay, but there's no, like... Actually, is there a Latin inscription
is
above the door?
Is there a dog with big floppy ears and...
A door?
Like, so, a mousy,
you know what?
Owner boss. I don't know.
Latin language you can make out. Yeah. Definitely has Pluto in there. I mean, you're really scratching your brain because you did have to study like a little bit here and there as how
I mean,
it affected
the swear
religion.
Words, I assume.
It tends to, yeah. You get the sense of something like Pluto, forever, trust. That's as much as you get. But now you think about it, it's like actually on the Artemis side, yeah, you weren't seeing the word Artemis or the name Artemis written anywhere. Yeah, the names will be different here. I've just been giving you the ones that you know until you realised.
Wait, are they the same gods? Or are they replaced? They're the same entity. Because this is Pluto, right?
Oh, all right, Grizzop. Just stop thinking. Yeah, all right. let's just keep going on.
No, it's just relevant because you said, like, they're my lot. They might not be my lot. They might just look like my lot. They're not Artemis. They're, whatever Rome's version of it is.
People change their names all the time, Grizzop.
But they could be replaced. There might be new gods or old gods. I don't know.
Well, in which case, do we know that these lot are evil?
Well, we know that the spawn Hades, which is the equivalent god, based in Rome. We know that Rome...
I know a lot of people that were quite nice and then their kids were
let's do the thing where we go inside and find
murderous.
Any...
Murderous.
Well, let's find some info...
Let's just go inside.
Yeah.
As you're saying this, the dome has finished and reached the edges of what you can see.
Oh, Grizzly, I don't know what's going on. It just keeps muttering and wandering in.
Yeah, me neither.
Sneaks.
So heading in.
Yep, sneaks.
Oh, also sneaks, obviously.
Go for the sneaks.
Aww. Oh. 13.
Uh-huh. Only 37.
So heading in.
Ridiculous.
It just vanishes.
It is, architecturally speaking, it's as I described. On the inside, anything that isn't the actual building is quite simplistic. It is not grandiose. There isn't a large atrium. There's quite a small atrium, actually. Oh. And, well, here's the thing is...
I've been looking at houses so often. I'm looking for a house and the whole, like, it's quite a small atrium, actually.
The left wing is actually got a slight amount of subsidence. No, so there are a number of doors leading off, all which are open, and straight away you see what appears to be some kind of waiting room on one side, and on the other side it appears to be basically a room full of a cloakroom with a bunch of cowls hung up.
Are there
and
any
cabinets
like pamphlets
stuff.
That say like you've decided to sign up, like you're curious about the cult of
so there
Pluto.
Is a large
these are our tenants
there is a
the Alpha course or the Omega course
there is a large there is a large tablet on one side of the atrium which is up on the wall it is elaborated on and it does have a bunch of Latin in there. Give me a linguistics check if you want to start making out what it says.
Yeah.
While Sasha's deciphering that, I'm going to detect evil.
Go for it.
I do.
I know.
I rolled a natural 1. My linguistics check, if I'm doing that, because that's an int, that will be 4.
Yeah. Okay. So, Grizzop, you detect no evil.
Okay.
Sasha.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Pluto. Yep. Blah, 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 blah. Pluto. I think I'm getting this.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You make out the words Pluto, and you're pretty certain the words death at one point. In what is probably like 2A4 sides of modern type of literature, you make out the words Pluto and death a couple of times.
Ah, I see. Well.
Get anything?
No.
I'm going to take a break there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back.
Yay.
So, I am happy to get a little bit metagamey here and say there are no people in here to discover you.
Cool.
So I'm happy to just say if you want to have an explore,
yes,
rather than doing roll, we'll be here all day.
One thing I'd really like to do, which is I would imagine there's probably some form of large statue of Pluto in this building.
Okay.
I would like to concentrate Detect Evil on that because that allows me to actually get the aura of an object. And if it's a focal point of worship, then hopefully some of the aura of the worshippers would
give me another knowledge religion.
Not very smart. 11.
11. Okay.
You... Oh, little Grizzop.
10 ints. Not...
Well, also, it's not his religion. I mean, you can't learn all of them. That'd take ages. So, going round, you do find that there are a few sort of, like, stylized depictions of things. And then you start noticing there's a conspicuous absence of Hades. You keep seeing this sort of Persephone figure, and you notice a trend which is they always seem to be looking to someone or something that is normally implied to be elsewhere. So, I don't know, she's looking up. And if you look up, there's no ceiling there. It's like a skylight and so on. Or she's looking off to the side and it's out of a window. But it's reaching out to someone that is not there.
I'll focus on the Persephone statues.
Mm-hmm. You detect no evil. I'm going to run on a little bit just, as you were wandering around, what you start finding is...
expensive.
I mean, yes, what you start to find is what appears to be, and to your eye, Sasha, looks kind of like funeral parlour stuff.
Yeah.
You see, like, tables with, like, shrouds and so on. Mm. Obviously, you're used to things being a little bit more advanced, so this is a little bit more, you know, jars with salves rather than, like, actual embalming that's going on and so on. And then you find a stairway leading down.
Ooh.
There was at least one body sort of in preparation on a, what's the word?
Slab?
Yeah, let's call it slab. I don't like the word, but I'll use it. And they're there.
Trestle table.
They're there, seemingly ready to
occasional table.
Yeah.
they're there.
Use it occasionally because people don't dial that often. Sorry, Alex.
There appears to be someone there ready to be shrouded, but not actually like sort of wrapped up anywhere.
Mm. Man, they're left in a hurry. Maybe we should leave.
Well, no, I don't think we can. That thing's probably a shield, right?
Right.
So the city's probably being attacked.
So they evacuated the civilians.
Yeah, and now they're defending the city.
Well, we probably won't find anyone here to assassinate then.
No, but we can have an find incriminating things.
Looks for something expensive.
Both of you give me perception checks for just searching for, quote, incriminating things or expensive things.
Oh, wait, can I take 20? We have the time, and we're not under threat.
If you want to take 20, I'll allow you to take 20.
I really want to find something that's like, that's fine. Ho, 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 we are bad.
Yep.
I rolled 24, so...
Would you like to take 20?
No.
Okay. I am going to do something...
Does that mean I get to do that 10 times while
yes. He's... So I'm going to do something fun, which has never come up because of the way we play the game, which is, in you taking 20, mm-hmm. which is a perfectly valid decision, you get interrupted because you're doing it for so long.
Sure.
I will get to that. So, as you're doing the searches...
Is it interrupted by Sash saying, this is boring?
So, things that happen mm-hmm. sort of in order. Sasha, you do find there's this massive pot of coins.
Ooh.
And then as you're looking around, it's like, these are the ones that they've been putting on the eyes of that geezer.
Death
so
coins.
There's a big old, like, and by big old, I mean like shoulder-high pot yep. full of coins.
Puts them in a bag of holding.
You literally cannot pour it at first. You are going to have to be scooping them
just scoop
and taking
few.
The time.
That'll be handy. We want to get a sandwich. I don't know when the last time we ate was. I think it's before we went to...
It was before we went.
Everyone else just had a lovely warming broth.
Although, yeah.
A few thousand years
also,
in the future.
To be fair, we only spent like 5 minutes in that horrible death dimension because we were just running around in combat
True.
Rounds for the entire
time. We did have lunch
it was like 30
that.
Seconds.
I did actually make a point of having
so
a good lunch.
So we only ate about 2 hours ago. It's
oh,
great.
Oh my word.
Busy day.
So, yeah, you are able to keep scooping them out. The other things that you think are probably valuable, the most valuable here, like per weight, is the salves. But the problem is they're probably going to go off.
Yeah.
Everything else is like, you could steal, I suppose, like some velvet-y cloth and stuff.
No.
I mean, honestly, there's not much here.
Like, the coins will be useful if she needs to make a new life in Rome. But, like, she doesn't... No life that Sasha wants, that she would live with happily, whether here or in the future, involves velvety cloths.
I agree. I think that's fair. So... onto Grizzop's side of things. Yeah. Grizzop logic. This is all really rubbish. Dungeons!
Yes,
dungeons!
Evil things, they keep them in
they
the
always
basement.
Always keep them in the dungeon! So you head down into the basement. It's really cool down there.
Literally.
Radical!
Really cool.
Wicked!
Tubular! It is both dry and the temperature is low. What you notice down there...
is wine?
Is, I'm afraid, corpses. Mostly a large number of bodies very respectfully laid out.
It's a morgue.
Yeah.
Know what a morgue looks like?
Yeah, it is. You recognise it from, like, I mean, you will have
morgues.
Served some time in the Artemisian equivalent
yeah.
in your day. It's a cool house.
Also, we have hospitals
yeah.
in our time, so morgues.
It's a cool house that's laid out. You do notice...
Cool.
You do,
look at these cool corpses.
You do notice, though, there is something new which you've never seen before at the very far end of it.
An evil portal?
So there is a raised dais...
with
okay.
evil on it?
Dais?
On the dais...
Is that pronounced dais? Sorry.
On the dais is a slab. There
evil
is a body
slab?
On the slab.
Evil body.
There is what appears to be large, elaborate layout of rituals around that slab.
Ooh.
We're talking like...
evil ritual?
Not what's it called? A pentagram is a specific
pentacle.
Thing. Pentacle. But do you know what I mean? Where it's like those floor designs, but I don't mean a pentacle because that's a specific type of one.
Do you
mean just like a chalk circle?
Basically, large, elaborate...
circle.
Permanent floral designs are inlaid into the ground around this slab.
Are they mosaics?
They are not.
Oh,
they
wow,
are
that's
large.
A Roman thing,
I know,
though.
They are large, they are scrolled. They appear to have gold inlaid in them. There are large sort of hanging velvet and stuff, incense and so on. In the same way that all the rest of this place was very kind of low-key, this is like posh.
The rest of the place was low-key. This place is Thor.
In terms
you
of...
you don't want the bodies to thaw.
Give me hey! One last knowledge religion. I
okay.
know I've got a lot of you, but you are wandering around someone else's temple.
Do also have spellcraft.
That could work too. I'll let you pick one or the other. You can't use them and combine them into a bonus.
Does it look like a divine thing or an arcane
divine.
Thing to me?
Divine.
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 Fine, then I'll do religion.
Mm-hmm.
19.
What you find is... I mean, you know that this is more to do with healing than anything else as a layout circle.
Not evil! Dang. Unless it's necromantic
what
healing.
It could be... you've never seen it before. It could be to do with, like, resurrection stuff or reviving stuff, things like that.
But in, like, a we're using the resurrection thing or a necromancy thing?
I'm going to give you this for free because I'm assuming that you do it. You detect no evil.
Yeah. So this is obviously a posho being like, I died, but I had don't die insurance because we have don't die spells.
I mean, possibly.
Do I find, like, how much is it? 20,000 gold's worth of diamond dust?
So you're asking about...
Well, sorry. The actual non-like metagamey thing is, are there ritual components for a resurrection spell here?
Possibly. I mean, you notice that there seems to be this very sparkly dust that's in the grooves around the slab in such a way that, really irritatingly, it'd probably take you ages if you wanted to collect it up and keep for later.
No, I don't. But if I like had some idea of, like, yeah, they use like diamonds and stuff, and this looks like sort of diamonds, you know.
Possibly.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't roll high enough to be certain. Yeah, possibly.
Okay, but I've heard about that kind of thing, and it's like, yeah, this could be.
That's what led you to that as a conclusion.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
However, damn. As you're doing that, both of you hear the sounds of movement outside the temple. It is someone not being especially quiet. For Grizzop, it's mostly as you're coming up out of the thing going, you hear the distinct sounds of someone moving around outside, not quietly.
Sasha is...
You have not finished searching the whole building, to be perfectly clear, with Grizzop. You just went to
the
spookiest place you could find.
Yep.
Sasha's going to be positioning herself, like, with her back to where the door... You know, the door's there, and then the person's there, and then so she'd flank whoever comes through the door. Or stab them in the neck, you know? Whatever. The happy place.
Okay.
Can we see the person?
Both of you give me perception checks. I'm demanding lots of rolls from you today. There's only two of you. You've got to roll for four.
Yes, 25.
11.
Sasha, yes. Grizzop, no, just because of the angles involved.
Yep.
Oh, do they look nice and friendly?
What you see is... I get to use the word for the first time.
Ooh.
You see a young-ish, so we're talking like 30s.
Young-ish, that's not that special a word.
Young-ish. Mm. I've never used it before. Young-ish. You see a young-ish man wearing a toga.
Human.
Toga! First time I get to say that word. And he is walking past the Temple of Hades, paying neither of you any mind, but he does have a surreptitious air about him. He's prematurely balding, and he walks with a sort of decent limp. He seems to have like a staff or cane.
Terribly
or something.
Dangerous. Old men or what? Like, yeah, no, you can't. We can't.
Has he got
take...
any bottles on him?
Yeah.
He doesn't appear to be in a prime physical specimen.
Oh no, that's even more dangerous. That is. Whoa.
But he's looking surreptitiously, and he does take a moment to sort of glance at the Temple of Hades to see if there's anyone there. It's too dark on the inside for him to see you. But he is clearly doesn't want to be seen wherever he's going, and then he's carrying on.
Should we get him?
What do you mean, get him?
Well, he looks like he's doing something he shouldn't be, so either he's...
So do we!
No, I know. So either he's an ally or an enemy.
That's true of everyone.
I love that the party's now a fascist and an anarchist, just forced together. They're the regular odd couple.
Hey. I mean, I could do with a friend, all right?
Oh, let's go get him.
You do the introductions. No, wait, you want to kill everyone.
No,
I'll do it. Like, right. Sasha steps out.
With or without daggers in hand?
Without.
Okay.
Hello, us. Maximus. Friendus.
Two things.
Amigo.
One, if there was inspiration, I'd give you some, but I can't in the system. I need to know languages that people speak other than Latin, which is
French.
Learning French.
Goblin, English, Dutch and Latin.
Goblin, English, Dutch and... Okay, we got not a lot to work on. So the...
French quite similar.
But if I'm not allowing... What,
did you want us to say Greek? Did you want us to say ancient Greek?
I mean, I'm just saying, if you'd have known ancient Greek...
It's Artemisius.
If Zolf or Bertie had been here, it would have been fine.
Well, whose fault is that then, Mr. I'm going to have a bunch of characters? You picked the wrong one to bring to ancient Rome.
Need a better lowdown.
Hello, us.
So the man sort of turns, stops. He kind of looks like he's kind of puffing himself up a bit, and then... clearly notices that Sasha isn't wearing robes and stuff and is dressed really weirdly, and then he just sort of goes, gives a wave.
Thumbs up. Wait, then, like, doesn't know if that's a polite gesture. And then, then just looks at her hands.
He kind of looks around.
He panics.
He kind of looks around a bit and starts talking to you in Latin.
How much of it do I get?
You know what? I'm not going to do this on rolls, because otherwise we'll have you rolling for every single sentence and I'll destroy myself.
Yeah. Well, you could just make us instantly fluent.
So what he does is he kind of gestures and so on. You get the impression of he's sort of trying to play it a little bit casual and being like,
I'm just walking around.
Me just walking along, just like you're walking, just a pair of people.
Yep.
Not looting, just walking round.
Me us, I us, from us, away us, help us, help us.
Help us.
Help us.
Us confused us.
He kind of looks at you, kind of. Okay. Gives a nod and then sort of hobbles over to you, and then he's like, he gestures at you. What do you need?
Friend us.
I'm gonna put my bow down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, holster in whatever fashion and walk out as well.
You are still in disguise.
My hideous child!
Are you making a point of hiding yourself properly and relying on that sort of bowed head look, etc.?
No. I am still wearing the hood and stuff, but I'm looking at him in the face so he can probably see my massive red eyes.
The not elderly, I can't stress that enough, because, you know, they're evil. We've established that prior, like...
Dangerous.
Old people equal extremely dangerous.
Just dangerous. Maybe I wasn't evil.
Danger doesn't mean evil.
I'm explicitly not evil. I'm quite dangerous.
He's looking at Sasha and he's sort of seeming interested. He looks at Grizzop, then looks again, and you see a sort of intake of breath and a little bit of a, okay. He backs away just a little bit and sort of gestures at him and gives you vague sort of pantomime for, is he sick? Is he contagious? That kind of thing.
What?
Smiles. Just points at a smile. And says, and like goes over and like hugs Grizzop performatively and then like waves again.
Yeah, I'm fine,
I say in English.
So he comes over and he starts examining Grizzop, not like invasively, but from a distance, starts peering and paying proper attention.
Let's take the hood off.
He looks
goblin,
immediately shocked.
Goblin!
And then his face lights up and he starts hobbling over really quick and he's like, oh! And then he really hesitantly is sort of reaching out to, like, just have a look at you, basically.
All right, don't make this weird. Who are you? Oh, wait, I showed him that.
Who was Aurus?
Eurus.
Namus. Namus.
Namus.
Namus.
Roma. Roman? Romanus?
Namus?
What else? Greekus?
Points at herself. Sasha. Who's asking?
Draconus?
Yes. All he right, doesn't say yes. He just goes, He kind of looks excited, and then he just goes,
Sasha.
Who's asking?
Yes.
Who's asking? Cicero. Cicero, who's asking?
I think it's pronounced Kikero, actually, but, you know.
My world! My rules! I think Kikero sounds weird.
It does sound
You're
weird.
Absolutely right. So he's going to say Cicero, because I prefer it.
Fair enough.
Grizzop.
Grizzop.
Yeah.
Who's asking?
Yes.
Grizzop.
Yeah.
He kind of takes a moment, says a bunch of stuff in Latin, and then starts gesturing for you to be maybe running away.
Oh, no. Well,
there was a time thing, and then another plane.
Hades. Does that mean anything? No. Pluto.
He sort of gives a nod and then points at the temple behind you.
Pluto.
But then he starts sort of patting you and then sort of shaking his head. And he's like... No. And then gestures. No. They've gone.
Pluto.
I'll make like evilly faces.
He looks really confused.
Try and mime a big spell and then like
boom.
He kind of turns and points at the dome that's shining out of the middle of the city over the.
No, not from outside. From inside.
What? I don't understand what you're saying now, Grizzop.
Evil. The evil of Hades. Or Pluto, or whatever.
Suddenly his face lights up and he sort of grabs Grizzop by the shoulders, says a bunch of stuff in Latin, and then you do make out one word, which you're pretty certain, I mean, it is literally like Draconus is in there, and he's just grabbing you and saying, blah, 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 Draconus.
Draconus good or Draconus bad?
He takes a moment and he's like,
Draconus different?
He's really struggling to kind of gauge what you guys want.
I don't understand.
There is
what?
Now...
Are you trying to work out if he's on the same side as a dragon?
Oh, yes!
But
well, the dragons are the meritocrats!
As you guys are talking, there is suddenly what sounds like a very loud cheer from the walls of the city. Obviously, it's a lot of people very far off, but some kind of big raucous cheer is going up at the moment.
Do that a football match.
Yeah, like that's the kind of vibe that we're going for.
Cool. They were actually all the rocks were playing Quidditch.
I would watch that. I would watch the heck out of that. But yeah, he's gesturing and then he just goes, he starts resorting to literally mime because it's not working.
Sasha also speaks sign language.
I'm going to give you a bonus. Could you both please give me a linguistics check? Because this is something that's complex and I can't just fluff.
I only rolled a 7, so that's just 11.
Okay. I have a 1 in this. 10.
He basically, using a lot of pantomime, seems to be implying that the dragons are bad.
Yeah, well.
He is going to them or something.
Grizzle, you can't just ask people if the people attacking them are good or bad.
He was looking surreptitious. Also, but he's going to the dragons, so maybe we'll go with him. We can talk to the meritocrats.
He's starting to sort of
shuffle a little bit off and be like gesturing you to come with.
That's something to do. Let's follow the man.
Yeah.
What did he call himself? Kix?
Cicero.
Sorry,
Cicero.
Cicero.
To be clear, the name means nothing to either of you.
No, it's just a bloke's name.
Just a bloke's name. Yeah. So he starts hobbling and kind of gesturing for you. He's clearly hurrying, and you notice that when he's looking surreptitiously, he's also paying a lot of attention to the walls, like where most of the noise is coming from, more than anything else.
Hood back up, disguise back on.
Okay. Yeah, he's pulling you along, and it becomes quickly apparent that he is very concerned with whatever's going on at the walls, and he's pulling you towards what appears to be the temple of... Oh, yeah, Mars. Seems to be pulling you towards the Temple of Mars.
Sasha does what I did and backs up.
Mm-hmm. This one, unlike the Temple of Pluto, it was, with doors open, seems sort of locked up. He's hobbling up to the front door, looking left and right, whacks it on the front door a couple
Sasha
of times.
Hides.
Are you sure this is a good idea? Cicero.
Turn around.
He looks around. No one turns up. He then reaches into his pocket, pulls out a knife and something else. What you notice, Sasha, is them's primitive lockpicks.
Oh, hey. We're back in.
The tech's moved a lot since then, but he's kind of jimmying it, and you know...
Sasha comes over, taps him on the shoulder, pushes him very gently out of the way.
He's like, no. He's gesturing something along the lines of, like, no, it's okay, okay.
Sasha takes her tools out.
He's interested.
And then she gives it a go.
It's trivially easy.
Yeah.
Like, it is trivially easy. You're not going to have to roll for it.
Oh, all right.
Doors open. It's not barred. It's a primitive lock.
This how make friend. Language, no. Skill, yes.
Cicero kind of looks at you and goes, nice, okay. And he kind of gestures you in.
Does he give a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Alex says, gesturing with his thumb sideways.
Work out which is the
I know. And I'm not going to answer because I studied classics and there was too much data in both ways.
Pop culture, it still thumbs up is good.
So he comes in, pushes the doors wide open, and strides into the middle of the room as best as he can and gestures for both of you to come.
Yeah.
Follows.
Right, breaking into the cult of Mars. Cool.
I like it.
This is something.
Yeah, I'm pro this. Wait, Grizzle.
Maybe they're the bad ones.
Is this evil?
What? Oh.
Is it?
Give me detect evil.
Yes.
You aren't detecting a sense of evil in the room.
Nothing yet, but it might not be generalised. It can be concentrating a specific person or object.
Yeah,
so.
you would like know, for smell. Instance, that if you had a room of 10 people and one of them was evil, once they're gone, you're not going to detect an evil room. That kind of thing.
It depends how strong their aura is, because it can linger. For
like
weeks!
A smell.
Yeah, if they're like
a smell.
If they're like a demon smell. And stuff like that.
Undead, actually.
Oh, yeah, undead's fair, actually. Undead's fair.
Very
you're not,
much
you're
like
detecting
a smell.
That. He's gesturing for you to sort of take in the room and just keep saying Draconos over and over because it's the only thing that seems to have translated.
Maybe the cult of Mars is actually
the
meritocrats
you
all
see,
along?
You see in the middle of the room a very large statue of what appears to be Mars basically kicking the ass of the entire world.
Just a big globe.
It's
like he's playing football.
There is what appears to be like a small diorama landscape that he is striding across, bigger than everything else. And he is literally in the middle of a fight with what appears to be a dwarf, a human, and probably a centaur. And he's using two of them to beat up the other one. Like, it's... Flattering is beyond what this is. Gratuitous.
Centaur is an improvised weapon.
Someone has taken the time and the hundreds of hours it would take to chisel a line of spittle from the centaur's mouth and a tooth on the end because Mars is kicking ass. Like, it's over the top.
It is the statue to one of their gods in the main temple in their culture, so fair.
Yeah, it should be pretty flattering.
You see another one of those tablet things on the wall with all of the words, and...
Do we get Mars? Mars war? Mars war?
Depends
Mars
on the check, but no.
Mars tasty.
As you're looking around, Cicero's like, comes over and basically like keeps pointing up at the ceiling.
Look at the ceiling.
So there's an enormous fresco.
Or
in
a mosaic.
It's not a mosaic. You've already had a mosaic, okay? You already had one, you just didn't pay attention. You ran away from
We're in the middle of an orgy.
So, this fresco across the top depicts, firstly, a recognisable sort of impression of Rome in the centre. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But it's a Rome that's beset by enemies, you know. There's barbarians at the gates, and it's all very, like, unflattering and jingoistic. Shocker.
Oh,
Rome.
Dear.
Well,
anywhere.
Any city. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's this the picture of Rome, and it's in trouble. And hovering over Rome is a massive dragon. And mostly what it appears to be doing is burning everyone apart from Rome. A lot.
So, did the merit... Was there, like, a Rome meritocrat? Or...
I don't know.
And then Cicero kind of points up at it and he's just like, Draconis, and he looks really angry and just put out by it.
Yeah, Draconis.
Well, it looks like things might not be quite as murder everyone in Rome simple as you thought, Grizzop.
Okay.
Good, okay, glad that's done. Sorted. All right, had that conversation. Good.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, it's got a lot more complicated. Are the meritocrats these dragons? Were there two lots of dragons?
I just said, what if there's two dragons? Don't steal my two dragon idea, Grizzop.
No, all right, sorry, yes.
Thank you. Good, two dragons.
As you are saying this, a new set of horns start blowing throughout the city. Their tone is different. Cicero goes...
Where us?
Openly pale.
Oh, dear us.
And then starts legging it out of the Temple of Mars as best as he can, gesturing for you
follows,
to come along.
Yeah. Follows. Yep.
And I think I'm going to end the episode there.
New friend!
Yeah, interesting. Some revelations.
If we can't get back and tell everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, the ideal here is that I provide you with all of the info that everyone has ever wanted.
Yep.
And then never let you tell anyone.
Yeah.
That's my dream. But we will be returning
to... Good thing you're in charge of the universe.
Yay!
Yeah. We will be returning to ancient Rome, don't worry about that. So until then, I guess bye for now, guys.
Bye!
Oh, it's so empty without the others. Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Wandering around, confused and sad, it's a happy Rusty Quill game.
I was going to say, it sounds like any point in the campaign.
Yep, that's how I roll.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for the programme audio series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.